You're listening to SBS News.
A brewing trade showdown between the United States and China had investors around the world on edge. But US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a potential trade war is on hold for now, after advisors from the world's largest economies held talks in Washington. Secretary Mnuchin has told Fox News China and the US have agreed to set up a framework for addressing trade imbalances in the future. He says one next step will be dispatching Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to China to look at areas where there will be significant increases in trade.
These are not government-to-government transactions. It's not a giant purchase order with us. We are immediately going to follow this up with Secretary Ross going there with very hard commitments in agriculture, where we expect to see a very big increase, 35% to 40% increases in agriculture this year alone, in energy, doubling the energy purchases.
U.S. President Donald Trump has been vocal about wanting to cut down the $446 billion annual U.S. goods and services trade deficit with China. In March, President Trump announced plans to impose tariffs on Chinese imports, focusing on steel and aluminium. China threatened equal retaliation, including tariffs on U.S. imports like soybeans, cars, and wine. During an initial round of talks this month in Beijing, the U.S. demanded China reduce its trade surplus by $265 billion. No dollar figure was cited in the country's joint statement on Saturday, but Chinese Vice Premier Liu He welcomed the understanding that was reached.
This round of talks have been pragmatic, fruitful, and efficient. We reached many agreements. We agreed on mainly two areas. One is trade, the other is structural issues. We resolved some of our misunderstandings from the past. These meetings will not just help bilateral economic and trade relations and build overall ties. It's good for people in both countries. It's also sending a positive signal to the whole world.
U.S. officials say they expect to see an increase of between 35% and 40% in agricultural exports to China this year alone. Trade with the U.S. was a hot topic among economists and investors at an annual globalization forum in Beijing over the weekend. An advisor to the China State Council, Wang Huao, says both countries are taking what they want from each other.
U.S. Is an agriculture abundant country, very fertile and very productive. A lot of product that China actually needs. China has the biggest population in the world. We certainly need a lot of food import, and also the efficiency of China growing, crops or corns or all kind of agricultural product may not as effective, as efficient, and economic as U.S.
President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says broader issues with China are still at play and notes that no official trade deal has been reached yet. Mr. Kudlow says the president is in a positive mood about the communique between the two countries. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.